Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fabric of Reality by physicist David Deutsch is an ambitious work of popular science that argues for a unified view of the world built from several deep explanations in modern physics and computation. Rather than treating quantum mechanics, cosmology, the theory of computation, and the logic of scientific knowledge as separate domains, Deutsch connects them into a single framework that aims to explain why the universe has the properties it does and how we can know true things about it. A central theme is the many worlds interpretation of quantum theory, presented not as a speculative add-on but as a serious contender for making sense of quantum phenomena and the apparent weirdness of measurement. Deutsch also explores time, knowledge, virtual reality, and the nature of explanation itself, building toward a picture in which reality is far larger than everyday experience suggests. The book is challenging, provocative, and designed to change how readers think about what science is for. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a four-strand worldview, quantum physics, computation, cosmology, and epistemology, Deutsch structures the book around the claim that a satisfactory account of reality emerges from the interplay of four explanatory strands. The first is quantum physics, which sets the fundamental rules for matter, energy, and measurement. The second is the theory of computation, which clarifies what can be calculated or simulated in principle and what physical resources make that possible. The third is cosmology, which provides the setting for physical laws and the large-scale structure of the universe, including questions about time and the origin of complexity. The fourth is epistemology, the logic of how knowledge grows, how explanations are tested, and why certain kinds of theories are better than others. The key move is that none of these strands is complete on its own. Quantum theory becomes more intelligible when tied to information and computation, because measurement is partly about what can be known and recorded. Computation becomes a physical subject because computers are built from matter obeying quantum laws. Cosmology gains meaning when linked to what observers and explanatory theories can, in principle, determine. Epistemology is grounded by the fact that knowing is a physical process performed by physical systems. The result is a framework intended to be more than a survey. It is a proposal about how deep explanations knit together into a coherent fabric. Secondly, parallel universes as an explanation, many worlds and quantum measurement, one of the book's most famous contributions, is its defense of the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics. Deutsch argues that quantum theory describes a universal wave function evolving according to precise mathematical laws, and that the puzzles people associate with measurement arise when they insist on adding extra postulates about collapse. In the many worlds view, what we call a measurement is an interaction that correlates the state of a system with the state of the observer and apparatus, producing distinct outcomes in distinct branches. Each outcome is realized, but observers experience only the branch they are in, which explains why results appear probabilistic. Deutsch presents this not as science fiction, but as a way to preserve the simplicity and consistency of the underlying equations, while making sense of interference, entanglement, and the reliability of repeated experiments. He also explores how classical appearances can emerge from quantum laws, and why everyday intuition misleads us about what counts as real. Importantly, the argument is framed as an explanatory competition, which interpretation gives the most coherent, least ad hoc account of quantum phenomena. Readers are encouraged to treat parallel universes as a serious explanatory hypothesis with consequences for how we think about identity, chance, and what it means for something to exist. Thirdly, the physical limits and possibilities of computation, Deutsch is a pioneer of quantum computation, and the book uses computation as a lens for understanding physical law. He treats computation not as an abstract mathematical game, but as something that must be instantiated in the physical world. That stance forces a confrontation with limits, which problems are impossible because no physical process can perform the required transformations in finite resources, and which are only difficult because we lack the right architecture. The discussion links the Church-Turing framework to physics, asking what kinds of computers are possible given the actual laws of nature, not idealized classical assumptions. From this perspective, quantum mechanics becomes more than a theory of microscopic behavior. It is also a theory about information processing in the universe. Quantum parallelism and interference suggest that certain tasks may be performed in ways that classical machines cannot efficiently replicate, which helps motivate why the structure of quantum theory matters. Deutsch also uses computational ideas to clarify simulation and virtual reality, emphasizing that a simulated world can be real in the sense of containing genuine experiences, yet still be dependent on a deeper substrate. The broader point is that computation provides a rigorous language for discussing explanation, prediction, and the scope of physical possibility. Fourthly, time, thermodynamics, and the direction of explanation. The book tackles time not just as a parameter in equations, but as a puzzle tied to causation, knowledge, and the apparent arrow of increasing entropy. Deutsch examines why the fundamental laws often appear time-symmetric, while everyday experience is strongly time-directed, with memories of the past and not the future, and with irreversible processes dominating macroscopic life. He connects this to thermodynamics and the conditions of the early universe, emphasizing that explanations of the arrow of time should account for why low entropy conditions existed and how they allow records, learning, and prediction. The treatment highlights the difference between reversible microscopic dynamics and emergent macroscopic irreversibility, using this gap to illuminate why certain explanations feel natural to human minds. Deutsch also explores the role of counterfactuals in understanding time. To explain an event is to say not only what happened, but what would have happened under different conditions. That approach ties time to the growth of knowledge and the existence of reliable physical records. While the discussion is conceptual, it aims to show that time is not merely subjective, but anchored in physical facts about states, correlations, and the possibilities for computation and memory. The upshot is a view of time that sits within the same fabric as quantum theory and cosmology, rather than apart from them. Lastly, knowledge as a physical phenomenon and the power of good explanations, a distinctive feature of Deutsch's project is the insistence that knowledge is not mysterious or purely mental. It is a physical phenomenon encoded in matter and transformed by physical processes. This leads to a focus on explanation as the core product of science, not just prediction. Deutsch emphasizes that scientific progress comes from proposing bold explanatory theories and then subjecting them to criticism and testing, keeping what survives and revising what fails. The criterion is not mere fit to data, but depth. A good explanation is hard to vary without breaking its ability to account for what it explains. This connects to the other strands of the book, because knowledge creation requires stable records, computational capacity, and a universe whose laws permit complex structures like brains and computers. By framing epistemology in physical terms, Deutsch challenges relativistic or instrumentalist attitudes that treat theories as convenient tools rather than claims about what exists. The many worlds interpretation, for example, is evaluated as an explanatory proposal that aims to make sense of why experiments have the outcomes they do. The result is a philosophy of science that is practical for readers. It invites them to judge ideas by how well they explain, to look for hidden assumptions that add complexity, and to recognize the central role of criticism and problem-solving in expanding what humans can know. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy big-picture scientific arguments and are willing to grapple with concepts that sit between physics, computer science, and philosophy. It is especially valuable for curious non-specialists with some comfort around scientific reasoning, as well as students who want to see how foundational questions connect across disciplines. The main benefit is a sharpened sense of what counts as a deep explanation. By tying quantum theory, computation, cosmology, and epistemology together, Deutsch offers tools for thinking that extend beyond physics, evaluating claims by explanatory power, noticing ad hoc patches, and recognizing that knowledge is a process with physical constraints. Even if a reader remains unconvinced by many worlds, the book clarifies what the interpretation is trying to explain and why the measurement problem matters. Compared to similar popular physics titles, its distinguishing value is integration. Instead of presenting separate wonders of modern science, it argues for a coherent worldview in which parallel universes, the limits of computation, and the arrow of time illuminate one another. That intellectual ambition, along with Deutsch's role in shaping quantum computation, makes the book worth buying for readers seeking a serious, perspective-changing account of reality rather than a lighter tour of scientific curiosities. If you would like to support David Deutsch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.